We have VA loans too.
Rolling on landing, cured my blues.
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 4.165, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Call 567-GOLD.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication, to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
American Patriot Light. All flavor, all American, and only 102 calories. American Patriot Light. Taking back America one beer at a time. Available at Snook, Shop and Save, Deerbrooks, Mobile on the Run, Circle K's, and you can always find us on Facebook.
Of all the souvenirs you can bring home, the best one's your own money. Motel 6 is the lowest price of any national chain. Call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6 or book at motel6.com.
Well, not all the time in the world, but we have the better part of this whole next hour to talk to you, and we'd love to do that. If you've never called before, maybe you've listened for a long time, we'd love to hear from you. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. I have said on more than one occasion that I admire McGraw. McGraw's the guy on in the morning for the fact that he has a stuttering problem. It's not severe, and maybe early in his life it was more severe, I don't know, but I've always admired the fact that he just carries on. Carry on, I said to him one time, carry on my wayward son. I said that to him.
Wow. He's your son?
And then somebody heard me and they made a song out of it, or put it in a song, and I'm serious when I say that to not let something stop you, because in the eyes of some people, they'd say, well, you can't be in broadcasting if you do that. Now, there's a commercial that's running on the air, and somebody emailed me and said that he stumbles, and I guess they said there's in it. I didn't notice it, and I guess I'm just used to listening to him, and I didn't hear it, so I want to play it for you and see if you even can hear it. Go ahead, play it.
They once dropped off a porta potty on the corner of a parade route. That's what you get with R&R Sanitation. Service, reliability, dependability. They're clean and they're bigger, which makes them cleaner, longer.
What are we listening to?
I didn't hear it. I didn't even notice.
No, I didn't even notice.
Yeah.
That's good. He's,
are we listening for anything?
Now, before anybody starts emailing me, McGraw and I are buddies. We respect and admire each other. We couldn't help doing that just because it sounds so funny to listen to. That obviously wasn't really him.
That's not McGraw. That's somebody else.
No, there are three, I think, McGraw impressionists in St. Louis.
Really?
Yeah, that was one of them. And did it, and well, it sounded a lot like it.
Wow. Celebrity, so a lot of people.
I get home last night and for some reason, we don't watch Wheel of Fortune. I know what it is. Vanna White and Pat, what's his name?
White's pretty hot for like
55. She still is. She still is. So I get home and I'm in the kitchen eating some healthy crap that she got and picked up because she's not going to cook a meal. So whatever's there is what I have to eat. And I'm in the it comes on the TV because the TV is on whatever channel Wheel of Fortune is on. And I looked up and I saw the host. There's a reason I won't mention his name, and it's coming up. But I see him, and I realize it looks like he may have fluffed up or redone his toupee because he's wearing worn a toupee for many, many years. He came to the studio many years ago and is wearing one even way back then. Nice guy, by the way. And I just said out loud to the TV, I said, man, I looked over the TV. I said, come on, man, you could have gotten a better toupee than that. And she said, oh, you mean Pat Jazak?
Pat Jazak?
Yeah, Pat Jazak. She said, you're talking about Pat Jazak?
Oh.
And I said,
oh, my goodness.
Who? And she said, Pat Jazak, Wheel of Fortune.
Pat
I said, you mean Pat Sajak? And then, of course,
you know what I mean.
You know what I meant. Unbelievable.
Pat Jazak.
Let me get this. Call me. Take the 314-969 KTRS. Toll free 888-550 KTRS. Hello, Dennis. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Frank?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, I just had a comment to the lady who called in about the Liquid gas earlier.
Okay, about the elderly neighbors?
Yeah, that that pay a bill even though they're not using any gas.
Right.
There is going to be relief coming for everybody in Missouri. Hey. Not right away, but it is soon.
Now, how do you know this? You work for Liquid gas?
No, I live in Illinois, and Illinois, the energy is deregulated already.
Okay.
And since the whole country is getting ready to deregulate, and Missouri is going to be sooner than later one of the next handful of states that are going to deregulate.
And what will that actually mean to people like this?
Well, you'll be able to buy your electricity and your natural gas from whoever you choose.
Oh, but
there has to be another vendor out there. Right now, there's only one. So what you're saying is when they do that, we're going to have some other suppliers pop up.
Right, and I'm in Illinois, and I am an energy consultant for Ambit Energy.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is the vendors there now, like Liquid Gas and Ameren, will get paid to deliver and not to sell you the actual energy if you switch.
Is it similar? It sounds like it's similar to what AT&T had to do when they deregulated that. When Vonage came in, Vonage has to
listen to this. Listen to Dan.
Well, they actually lease the AT&T lines. And then they offer that to a discount to their customers and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, that's basically what is happening. Because over here in Illinois now, we can save people like 30%. And basically, Ameren still gets paid to deliver the energy. But you can, get wholesale prices on your energy. So it's a wonderful program.
Well, that'll be good news for them. They'll be glad to hear that.
Yeah, and it's coming to Missouri soon. So.
All
right. Not right away, and I can't put a time frame on it, but...
Well, they're 92. Wait. They need to hurry it up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
92 years old. Yeah. They don't have a lot of time to wait. Well, thank you, Dennis.
Okay. Thank you, Frank.
Appreciate it.
You know what happened, though, with AT&T when they did that? Like, these other phone companies come in, they have to lease the lines, and I think AT&T has to offer that at a discounted rate to them, and then... What happens is if something happens with the line, like if you have Vonage or something, you call them and say, oh, my phone's not working. They have to contract to AT&T, so AT&T has to go look at the line. So they're going to kind of...
I'm too stupid to understand all that.
They're kind of push that to the side.
Here's what I don't like, though. Here's what I don't like. This reconnect fee crap. There's a lot of stuff that's reconnected. It's automated. They just hit a thing,
right,
and you're reconnected. Now, I'm sure gas is probably not like that. They have to come turn a valve or something. But I don't know how they justify saying, well, if we disconnect it, you won't get the minimum monthly, but then we have to charge your reconnect fee. Things like satellite television. I've managed on the phone to shut down a lot of that crap because if you start arguing with them enough, they activate the stuff remotely. They don't have to go anywhere or leave the building. It's electronic. Just activate it. I had a satellite receiver that for some reason we couldn't find. For 7 years, I paid $6 a month for a receiver that wasn't plugged in, wasn't receiving any signal, and I explained to them, I cannot find it. We don't know where it is. And she says, well, I'm sorry, until you ship us back that receiver. I said, but you show it's not active because they know. It's satellite technology. They know what receiver. I said, so will you verify that has not been active for 6 years? She says, oh, no, it hasn't been in you. I said, and you still want $6 a month? She says, as long as it's in your possession, we have to charge you a rental for it. We finally found it. My daughter found it in the basement, and I sent it back to him. So I paid $6 a month for, I'd say 7 or 8 years, for a receiver that is right now actually is worthless because the technology has changed.
Sure.
That receiver, as soon as they got it, went in the trash.
You know what drives me crazy is when you go get a new cell phone, and then they charge you an activation fee to activate your new cell phone.
Yeah, that takes about 2 seconds
to
activate. But when a receiver is obsolete and it's worthless, has no value, and you ship it back and they destroy it, why would they have to feel like they got to pay you rent? I understand it if they think you're pirating or you're getting programming from it, but I'm not.
Why wouldn't they, though, if they
can get it?
Right.
And I guess contractually, none of us ever read. You know, when you do something on your phone or your computer and you hit agree,
oh, sure.
You've never read that 8 pages of stuff. Nobody does. Here's Ron. Hello, Ron.
Yeah, Dr. Ron McGraw's old buddy.
Yeah, how are you, doctor?
I tell you what, you making fun of my friend like that. That's terrible.
No, we weren't making fun. We were having fun. There's a difference.
Yeah, well, we're no longer together anymore, you know.
You
guys, he's getting up there in age.
You know, separation?
40?
Yeah, your material's probably too young for him.
Probably. I'm a little older than you, Frank, to tell you the truth.
A few people are. What's up, doctor?
No, I don't know. But first I want to hear that famous Hebrew word, AM and a PM.
Well, you just said it, so you heard yourself say it.
There it is. There's a Hebrew word.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
There you go.
How many people realize that's a Hebrew word?
Now everybody does, I guess.
We got to keep people informed. I tell you, you were talking about Pat Sajak.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know he used to be a night clerk at the Palmer House in Chicago?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's where he's from originally.
He's a little bitty guy.
Yeah, he's a Polack.
Well, I think that expression became politically incorrect about 30 years ago.
Yeah, we're making fun of McGraw.
Pat Sajak a Polack.
Well, you know what, Frank? You know why they tell those Polack jokes real short?
They don't tell them anymore ever at all.
No, but I tell you why they tell them real short.
Why is that?
So that the Irish can understand them.
Uh-huh. He's an equal opportunity offender.
Wow.
My kind of guy. I used to love those jokes, but I just changed them to FM DJ jokes.
FM DJ jokes?
Yeah. Just take the same joke and make it an FM DJ. Just as good. Or blonde joke. Either one.
Yeah, that is in fashion sometimes, but I don't know what exactly harm anybody really by telling a Polish joke. I mean, I'm Polish myself, so.
Well, if you're Polish, you can tell them. You can still tell them.
Yeah, you know, I'm only second generation in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my Polish grandfather, he used to play cards with his Polish friends on a Saturday night. And at one time, one of them made a derogatory remark about the United States. And I remember he stood up in that table, pointed his finger right at him, and he said, "Listen, Polak, you know, like this country, go back to Chicago where you come from."
There you go. My dad, when I grew up, one of my dad's best friends was Dago Wilson. And he went by Dago Wilson. That was the only name anybody knew him by. And to him, he loved it. And I never knew till I was a grown adult that was some sort of derogatory term. Because I remember hearing my dad go, "Dago Wilson's going to come by and pick up some tools or something."
Well, you know the word WAP, where that comes from, don't you?
No.
Well, when the Italians come to Ellis Island, those lost their papers says who they are, where they're from.
Without papers, WOP.
Yeah, they put that sign on WOP.
I do remember that story. All right, doctor, thanks for calling.
Yeah. Remember the old hat, the Dago block?
No, I don't.
Yeah, that was an old black. That's the kind of Rocky wore in the movie Rocky, you know, Sylvester Stallone. That was a Dago block. That used to be in fashion here in the 50s.
Why did McGraw kick you off his show?
Well, see, McGraw's getting old now. Look, he's in his 40s. He's had mood swings and hot flashes. He's going through change of life.
That could have been it.
Oh, man, menopause.
All right, Dr. Ron, thank you.
All righty.
Bye-bye. I think I now know why I can't get rid of him. You know, he's just a guy, he just keeps talking.
A lot of facts.
Yeah, he really does. George, how are you?
Good, Frank. I am in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, I just wanted to give you a quick story of mine. I called Charter. We are having slow problems with our computer. And, of course, I got Babu on the phone, and they said they'd have a technician come out. Long story short, they sent this guy out. He was at the house for about 6 hours, couldn't figure out what was going on. Put a new modem in, still didn't work. So go back and gets another modem, puts another modem in. So finally it starts to work. As soon as he leaves, I get on the computer looking for some stuff, whatever. It slows, locks back up, and I call Charter back again. This guy had apparently been with Charter for like 23 years, so I figured, you know, he knew what he was doing. So I said, I need another guy to come out here and fix my problem. Get this guy out here, he's been with Charter for 2 weeks. Looks at me and he goes, "Where is the incoming cable line for this thing at?" I was like, "It's right here." He looked up there, he switched, the wires were switched. That was the whole problem.
Wire switched by the guy with all the experience.
No, the second guy that came in that was there for 2 weeks.
What I'm saying is the mistake,
original guy
didn't catch it, and he's the one who's been there forever.
Yeah, yeah. He was like, oh, yeah, we just got back from training in Indiana for 3 weeks for, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Well, you know what? Here's the lesson there. Sometimes the young guy fresh out of training is the guy.
Yeah. And just because I remember I said his name was Patrick. I said, Patrick, what's your supervisor's name and number? And he was like, well, Mr. Stallings, well, what are you doing? I said, I'm going to call and, you know, give you a good report, man.
Yeah,
said,
thank you.
You did a great job. You were here for 5 minutes and fixed my problem. This guy was here for 6 hours.
And good for you. I always do that. I find out the email address or phone number of somebody's boss, and I call them and tell them what a great job they did. Good for you.
Yeah, his jaw hit the floor. He's like, what do you want my supervisor to do?
They assume it's a complaint because that's usually what they get. I appreciate the call, George.
All right, thanks. Have a good one.
Now, he actually has a great point. Sometimes experience means complacency, laziness, tired, just watching the clock to retirement. It doesn't necessarily mean that's going to be the best guy because he's got a lot of experience. Larry, what's going on? Larry?
Nothing much, Frank. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Been meaning to call. I got this dilemma on my hands, and there's really nobody else but the problem solvers really come forward and help me out here, so I don't know if they're in today or not.
Well, they are in because we're in. We are.
The problem solvers.
And we've yet to have a problem we couldn't solve. What's the problem?
Well, quite a conundrum. I'm an ex-sports player. I'm retired now. I made a little cup of coffee in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm retired now. I'm married, kids. And we had these gals move in about April. Didn't see very much of them. And now they're having me come over and fix stuff every weekend at their home. Every other weekend they're on the road. And then this is the weekend at their home. And it's starting to get a little uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. How so?
It started out with a plugged eave spout. Now, how do you get a bunch of leaves plugged in an eave spout in the springtime? I think they were deliberately put there. They get me up on a ladder and kind of watch my behind. I kind of
so they could check out your package.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, right at first I was kind of
naive. I didn't
pick up on it, you know, and then a couple of weeks later it was a plugged swimming pool filter.
Yeah, they're plugging it themselves just so they can
come
over.
Yeah, I had to get in. I got my shorts wet and all this stuff, and now they're bringing their friends over. All these girls were having a parking problem.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome
and
to our world.
Last, you know, 2 weeks ago when they did this, a couple of them wanted to put suntan oil on me because they waited until like noon to bring me over.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a little bit personal and uncomfortable, and I just don't know
how to handle this thing. What's the
problem, Larry? Yeah, now tell us the problem.
Personal and uncomfortable.
The problem is, you know...
Your wife's home?
I guess.
Get a divorce, Larry.
You don't have a problem.
You know, these girls are hot. They're twins. They're stewardesses for a major airline.
Larry.
And I got a feeling there's going to be something that's going to bad happen, and I just need some good guidance.
Yeah. I feel there's something good's going to happen. Guidance?
Yeah. What are we going to do about this parking problem? They're bringing all their friends in.
You called the wrong station.
This is getting to be a circus.
Yeah, you need to call one of those gospel stations because here's your problem. Well, you got one problem. You got a wife.
Yeah.
That's your problem.
That's easily fixable, Larry.
Get rid of your wife. Make sure she's not around. Problem solved.
Send her
I
to the star.
I never thought of it that way, but you know what? Two is always better than one, right?
I guess so. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I need to go into handyman business.
Well, sounds like you already are. Thank you, Larry.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate all the help. You guys are great.
First of all, he made the story up. It was a good story.
Twin stewardesses.
Yeah. In his dreams, stewardesses moved in next door. And they're always needing him to help us. I've seen those adult movies, okay? That's all they are. It's a plot for an adult movie. We have a local situation that I'm not going to get into unless somebody wants to call and get into it. But it really doesn't affect us or have anything to do with us. But it's this Pujols thing. And you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And it got me thinking about something today, and that is that in this business, in the radio business, I am probably the worst at getting publicity. I'm not a good self-promoter. I'm not in the paper a lot, ever, almost. And I don't get a lot of press or publicity because I don't look for it. And some people do. They love attention and they love publicity, good or bad. And there have been a couple of people in this town in the radio business, two, three, four people, who seem to constantly be in the paper. blurb on television, and usually it's not very flattering. It's not good. Lashed out at a listener, did something to somebody at the radio station, and so now we have another situation where something has flared up, and the audience for the problem is far bigger than the audience ever was for the people on the air. And I guess what I'm getting at here is, what's interesting to me is that negative publicity, it seems to me, in most cases, actually helps people be more successful and more in demand if it's at a national level. If you're a superstar, if you're Madonna, it's like the worst things you could possibly do in regular life, they can do, and they're even more popular, but it doesn't work locally. Now, why is that? Locally, it doesn't have the same effect. It almost never furthers your career. Now,
you mean where they move from local to national then?
No, I mean locally, if you get bad press, that you've got a hot temper, that you get fired a lot, whatever, that never results in a successful career. Well, it just results in more bad publicity and you moving around more. But at the here's what it's kind of like. It's kind of like nobody has a problem with a superstar making $60 million a year or an athlete. They don't have a problem with that. But on a local level, if they think you're doing too well, they resent it. It's just different. It's different.
I think you have more options when you're known nationally, though, where after something bad happens, more opportunities may come up just because there's a nation full of companies
But bad's bad. I mean, anything that's despicable and horrible and bad and tasteless.
But a national company may want to get in the news.
Well, here's why. They want you because you're a hot, controversial person.
More people know about you. And
it'll draw, when they hire you or give you a sitcom or whatever, they figure, ooh, everybody's going to watch because you're controversial.
Maybe you'll turn yourself around.
But locally, people, it doesn't work that way. Right.
I think locally, the people that listen to radio personalities and watch TV personalities and something bad happens,
they feel like they know them.
Yeah, they feel like they know them and they're mad at them.
Because they're in your town.
Yeah.
No, that's a great point. Yeah. Because that's actually Dan made a great point.
Thank you.
It's unbelievable.
Thank you.
And then I thought I'd read you, this is from STL Today, and obviously referring to the Jack Clark statement about Pujols, but rather than get into that and who's got a case and who doesn't have a case, this is what jumped out at me, because this is the kind of thing I kind of look for. It said that Jack Clark, who I don't know, it said that he released a statement late Tuesday, 2 days ago, through his attorney. Here's the statement. I stand by my previous remarks regarding Pujols and will rigorously defend any lawsuit that he chooses to file. Litigation is an intense fact-finding process, and I welcome the opportunity for a jury of 12 unbiased people to judge the credibility of my comments. He didn't make that statement. Does that sound like the speak of a former athlete?
No.
The attorney wrote that. And one of my gripes, I guess, is any time that I pick up a paper or see on television, in quotes, Britney Spears released the following statement. I promise you they never said that or wrote it. It's written for them by a publicist, an attorney. So just next time you see that, remember what I said, and you read it, and then you tell me if that sounds like something that would come out of the mouth of Charlie Sheen. No, it's far too intelligent, too well-written, too legally perfect for the average person to come up with that kind of lingo. So I just find that funny, that they try to make the public think that, like Alec Baldwin, I sincerely apologize. He never, you know what he did? He picked up the phone, he called his crisis management publicist and goes, put out a statement, put this fire out. Yeah. That was all he ever said. All right, let me take a little break, do a little business here. Life Care Center of Florissant is in, of course, Florissant. That's why it's called Life Care Center of Florissant. Who goes there? Here's who goes there. And you may not need what Life Care Center of Florissant does this month, next month, today, next year. But when you do, I hope you'll remember that you heard about this facility. Here's who needs it. Anybody who has had an injury or an illness that was serious enough that not only did they have to go to the hospital, but they have to have special care between the hospital and home. It's called transitional care. You can't go home. You can't stay in the hospital. That's what they do. There are other places that do it. But if you do your homework and you investigate, and I hope you will, and especially if you visit Life Care Center, a good luck finding a facility to equal this one anywhere around St. Louis. And my reason for saying that is it doesn't really matter sometimes where you live. This is something you're probably only going to do once or have to do once. Do it right. Get the best you can get. I don't care where you live. You're going to be in Florissant, living there as a transitional care patient for a week or two or four. Average day, 27 days. They have the largest rehab gym in the area. They do physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy. It's a really impressive place. People are there who've had some sort of a sports orthopedic injury. Some people have had heart attacks or pneumonia, maybe a wound, a serious wound. By the time you get out of there, two things have happened. One, you'll become attached to the place and you kind of hate leaving. It sounds weird, but because going in, most people don't really want to do it. Oh, my God, I want to go home. Well, you can't. Okay, I'll go there. And then by the time they leave, they realize what a fantastic facility they've been in and what terrific care they got. And then the other thing that happens is they go home and they were in such good hands that they're actually ready to go home. They're 100%. Life Care Center of Florissant. Check it out. Go up there and take a tour. They'd love to show you around. Life Care Center of Florissant.
Here's a guy that everybody loves, and he's here to fill you in on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
I don't know about that, but I'll take the compliment. Thanks. Hey, if you're traveling, we've got some problems out here already, and I'll tell you, the baseball game is not even over, and so we've still got traffic stacking up everywhere. Eastbound 6440, just before the Poplar Street Bridge, you've got a two-vehicle accident. You've got IDOT and MoDOT that are both with it. The right lane is blocked. Traffic is jammed up now approaching Vandeventer. If you're traveling westbound on 40, you are slow between Compton and Vandeventer. It opens up, and then approaching Kings Highway through McCausland, stop-and-go traffic there. A little heavy at the inner belt. It looks like we're hitting the brakes again right at Spady and running slow all the way out through Mason. I know for a fact that it was slow in pockets from Clarkson up to the Boone Bridge. Southbound 170, that's solid between Olive and Brentwood, then just slow from that point to Highway 40. Southbound 270, it looks like we're slowing a little bit at Olive, and then from approaching 40 down through Doherty Ferry, we've got some stop-and-go traffic there. This traffic report is brought to you by Mattress Firm. It's Mattress Firm's Labor Day sale. Shop early and save up to $400 on all Sealy mattresses, like Sealy Posturepedic Queen Sets, just $387. Plus, pay 0% APR for 4 years, only at Mattress Firm. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. This is the Big 550 KTRS. Live and local. Depend on it.
I run a small business. For me, time really is money. So I got all my paperwork and computer files organized in one place with the Neat digital filing system. What used to take me an hour now takes less than a minute. I'm saving time and money at work and at home, too.
Whether you're running a business or just trying to run your life better, Neat is the best way to organize all your statements, invoices, receipts, recipes, every document in one tidy, easy-to-find digital place. Now you can try the Neat digital filing system for free just by calling 1-800-400-7990. The Neat scanner and software do all the work for you, organizing all your documents so you can find anything you want in just seconds just by typing one word.
The Neat system is super easy to use. There's nothing else like it.
Try the Neat system yourself for free. Just call 1-800-400-7990. That's 1-800-400-7990. 1-800-400-7990.
Fans, this is Alan Craig of your St. Louis Cardinals.
And it's hit deep to left field and gone!
I hope you'll join us August 23rd when we take on the Braves. It's Coke Zero, Team Canvas Print Night. It's all a part of Fred Bird's birthday bash weekend.
He's at the wall! It's a gunner! Craig goes back-to-back with Beltran!
So mark down your calendars, Friday, August 23rd, when we take on the Braves. Tickets are available at Cardinals.com.
Mr. Alan Craig is some kind of hot!
Hi, fans. It's Trevor Rosenthal.
Swing and a miss! Check him out.
On Saturday, August 24th, we play the Atlanta Braves, and it's Fred Bird Kids Cap Giveaway, presented by Ice Mountain. All kids ages 15 and younger will take home a unique Fred Bird cap. Again, that's Saturday, August 24th. We face the Atlanta Braves. Tickets are available at Cardinals.com.
Listen to these Cardinal fans up here, man.
To the best fans in baseball, thank you for your great support.
Haven't you suffered with joint discomfort long enough? Of course you have. And now you can start experiencing real joint relief in as few as 7 days, thanks to a revolutionary joint breakthrough called Beneflex. Even better, you can get started today because complimentary Beneflex samples are being released in your area. To guarantee your sample, call now, 1-800-300-6988. The unique Beneflex formula contains a clinically tested patented ingredient that's so effective, you only need to take one pill daily. Just one pill, and you can begin to experience joint relief in as few as 7 days. So get started on your way to relief today by calling now to guarantee your complimentary sample. You've suffered with joint discomfort long enough, and now you can get relief quicker than you thought possible. Beneflex is available at GNC and Vitamin Shop, but to receive a complimentary sample, you must call now. Guarantee your sample today. 1-800-300-6988. That's 1-800-300-6988.
At Advance Auto Parts, getting premium savings on premium oil is your Advance advantage. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Oil and a Fram Ultra Filter for just $29.99 after $2 rebate. Plus, you'll save 50 cents a gallon on Shell gas with the Fuel Rewards Network. It's summer. Your car's thirsty. Save on all the fluids your car needs. Only at
Advance Auto Parts.
Visit FuelRewards.com/Pennzoil for details. See store for rebate information.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florists can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists. Your personal florist since 1883.
For all of your roofing needs, John Beal Roofing. Whether your roof is damaged in a storm or normal wear and tear, John Beal Roofing is here to help. Whether it's roofing or tuck pointing, three generations have been serving the St. Louis metropolitan area. Do not be fooled by some out-of-town person who knocks on your door trying to cut you a deal. Chances are you'll never see him again. John Beal Roofing, tried, true, and trusted. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF or John Beal Roofing.
With science advancing them and nature inspiring them, the expert nutritionists at Purina One formulated new Purina One True Instinct dog food. It's a food inspired by a dog's natural instinct to choose nutrient-dense foods in nature. Made with high protein from food sources including real turkey and real venison, it's a 100% complete and balanced meal that satisfies your active adult dog's true instinct with hearty textures he naturally craves. See more of the true instinct story at PurinaOne.com/instinct.
New Quaker State Defy motor oil stops up to 98% of future engine wear based on the industry standard sequence 4A wear test. Learn more at QuakerState.com.
Hi, this is Terry Hall, host of This Week in Real Estate, and I want to welcome you to join me every Saturday afternoon for This Week in Real Estate, heard right here on the Big 550 KTRS. This Week in Real Estate, a call-in program where you learn everything you want to know about buying, selling, problems you're having, maybe foreclosures or short sales. You learn it right here on This Week in Real Estate. That's This Week in Real Estate with Terry Hall every Saturday afternoon from 3 until 5 p.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Target Talk St. Louis, Sundays from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Host Stephen King, NRA certified shooting instructor, discusses the world of firearms from competition to firearm safety. Every week, Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis, live from 6 to 7:30 p.m. every Sunday. Target Talk St. Louis is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton on the Big 550 KTRS.
You're big on the guitar intros today. Jump right in on these phones. Tom's been holding for a while. Hello, Tom. How are you?
Good afternoon. I am AM and PM.
Thank you.
And I would like to refute your findings after the pop quiz for Mike Evans yesterday.
Help me out. I don't remember what the pop quiz was.
It was the question about Justin Bieber's entourage.
Okay.
And you and Mr. Eon got the answers correct, and Dan gave an incorrect answer, and you referred to him as being stupid.
Well, we do that a lot.
I would like to commend him for not knowing anything about Justin Bieber, and I'm a little worried about you and Eon maybe a little bit following Justin Bieber a little too close.
Now that you mention it, I'm worried about us too. That's a good point.
You got a point.
We should not have known that.
I know it doesn't happen often, but...
No, we should not have known that.
I'd like to stand up for Dan.
You're the one. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you just did. Thank you, Tom.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that was strictly a guess. I know nothing. Do you know that I can't name one Justin Bieber song? I wouldn't know if you put a gun to my head.
Baby, baby, baby.
What's the name of the song?
Baby.
I think it's Baby.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known that. I can't name a Britney Spears song. I can name one Maroon 5 song because my moves like Jagger or whatever it is. But most of these people that are supposed to be so, and this is the honest truth, I can't tell you the name of one rap song. I don't know the name of a rap song. As big as that is, I don't know, one song title. Mm. Now, way, way back there was, it was this rap or hip hop. Can't touch this. I know.
That would that? Probably be considered
almost pop. Yeah. MC Hammer was pop Australia.
That's all I can come up with. Outdoor segments coming up, and boy, special edition of the outdoor segment coming up after a quick word from Amini's. Amini's in Chesterfield Valley. Chesterfield Valley getting a lot of attention lately. Is it this weekend that other mall's going to open? It's either
I don't know.
Either this weekend or next week. It's getting close. And again, I say to you that right between these two places sits a place that neither one of these outlet malls are going to have anything like, and that's Amini's. They're not going to have a store like that. So the great news about these outlet malls is driving a lot of people into the valley, which I'm going to hope causes a lot of people to discover Amini's. Amini's, the store that you cannot describe. They've got a sign, and it says rugs, games, or something. It doesn't even begin to describe what's in Amini's. Lighting. It's not just lighting. There just aren't a couple of lamps and chandeliers in there. There's an entire upper floor Jaffe lighting collection. Area rugs. I've never seen so many area rugs. And I went through, my wife and I had a little phase in our lifetime where we thought we were into the handmade oriental rugs. And it was all because I worked for a guy. I had a boss who really knew about how many knots per square inch and what caused a rug to be expensive, blah, blah, blah. We went through that, and it was educational and interesting, and those are some beautiful rugs. And it's interesting when you find out why those rugs can be on the floor through three, four, five generations in a house and look like they've never been walked on. That's why they're expensive. And then, of course, you have machine-made rugs. Amini's has those, too. $400-$500, you can get one of those. And there is, for what they are, machine-made area rugs, as beautiful as any rugs you're going to find, because they will not sell that junk quality, that low-grade stuff. So you can spend a couple of $100, you can spend a couple of $100,000, but you're never going to walk out with junk. It is a fantastic store. Pinball, arcade games, jukeboxes, shuffleboard, the rugs, the lights, the patio furniture, the single biggest sales generator for them spring through fall is patio furniture because of the quality of the furniture. Aminis, aminis.com, under the dome in Chesterfield Valley. And now, the outdoor segment. Brought to you by Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. I was in there last weekend. And normally we have nothing to do except go outdoors and have a good time. But today is an exception because today we recognize our friend Bobby Whitehead, the editor and publisher of the Outdoor Guide magazine. He has received the Conservation Communicator of the Year Award.
Wow, that's big.
Missouri and Kansas. Bobby Whitehead has been the managing editor and co-publisher of the Outdoor Guide magazine for over 20 years. And the outdoor pages of the St. Louis Labor Tribune. Congratulations, Bobby Whitehead. Nice guy, too. He's a really nice guy.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's the outdoor segment. Not much to it, but it doesn't have to be. All that matters is it's brought to you by Pistols Plus. And you folks in Illinois, now that you got that concealed carry thing, you know where I'd like for you to go. It's started looking for a handgun. Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. Got time for a couple quick calls. Let's go to John. Hello, John.
Hey, can you guys ask Tim Weiland what is going to go on with 5570 tomorrow? They said that the road's going to be closed.
Dan, will you ask him that?
I will. 5570, huh?
Stay tuned. Yeah. We'll find out for you.
All right, thank you guys very much. I knew you guys were the problem solvers, and
no,
that helped me out in rush hour traffic.
No, you didn't ask for the problem solvers. That was just us helping.
Self-service.
Okay, well, thank you guys very much.
Thank you, John. Yeah, that's another split-off personality.
Individual
have.
Listener service.
Yes, it is. Rip. Hello, Rip.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah.
Hey, Rip.
Hey, I'm AM and the PM.
Well, that's good to know.
And I'm also the guy that sent you the email about the dash cam, and you got to get one.
Oh, man, thank you for that email. Rip sent me. He sent me an email, and it was his dash cam, and on it, it showed a St. Louis area cab. It was not a Laclede cab, passing him and then passing somebody else on a double yellow line. That guy shouldn't be driving a cab. Thank you for that video. And I wrote Rip back, and I said, where'd you get that dash cam? I want one.
I gave you an answer, and actually, you said you liked the resolution.
I did. It looked pretty good.
I really cut that resolution way down to make it fit into an email.
Yeah.
You'd be amazed at what it looks like. I mean, it's a huge file, but
the
resolution is unbelievable.
I only check email in the morning, so I haven't seen your response, but where did you get it?
I got it online. Company I think called SpyTech or something like that.
Is it a memory? Is it on a memory card? You take the card out and stick it in the computer and download it. I'm guessing.
Yeah, it just keeps looping through.
And it's battery operated.
Battery operated, or you can plug it into your car. It's not much. I think I gave about $50 for the camera and another $29.95 for a chip at Walmart.
Now I'm gonna get one.
It's a ball. I'm having a ball. I've recorded a whole bunch of idiots motorcycle racing doing 100 miles an hour, passing me on both sides. It's fun.
I got to run, but I'm going to get one. I'll watch for your email. I'm going to order one. I want a dash cam.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Have fun with it. You'll enjoy it.
Thanks, Rip.
Nothing better than watching montages of Russian drivers from dash cam videos.
Right, now, I have an idea. I'm not kidding. I think I'm going to get two of them and put one in the back window. Think about it. Why not have a camera recording what's going on behind you? What if some guy's tailgating, road rage? You got no record of it unless he's in front of you. And if you want some documentation of a cop pulling you over, they stop you and park behind you. Why not have both going?
Yeah.
You got it all covered. No kidding. He sent me this thing, and I thought, all right, that's it. I'm getting it. I know what you're talking about. Russia.
Oh, my goodness.
Everybody in Russia has a dash cam.
Yes.
Folks, go to YouTube sometime in the search bar, type in Russian dash cams. Wait till you see the video.
You have on one hand, like 50% of the drivers have dash cams, and then on the other hand, the crazy drivers in Russia. It's amazing.
And you're right. You can just sit and watch it for hours and never get bored because naturally, you may have to have the dash cam in your car a month before you get one good 3 minutes. It's worth it. It's worth it. Yeah, over there, it's probably more because they're crazy. One more. I have to break. I need to just remind all of you, and again, this is one of those things where even though you may not be in the market for what I'm about to mention to you now, I still want you to know this name, Thompson Price, because if it's next year or the year after that or next month, you really... If you're AM and the PM, you have to at least give the folks at Thompson Price a shot at remodeling your kitchen or your bathroom. How could you sleep at night calling yourself AM and the PM if you didn't even call them? You shouldn't be able to. You should toss and turn and have nightmares. The guilt should tear you apart. Thompson Price, if for no other reason you're going to want it done right, I would assume, then this is who you call. Thompson Price. And if you get confused and find yourself maybe considering calling somebody else and you're not sure it's the company we talk about, just make sure the word, the name, Price, is in the name of the company. Then you got the right one. The other way you'll know you have the right one is if their showroom is in De Pere, about a half mile east of 270 on Manchester, right next to McAllister's Deli, in the shopping center with TJ Maxx. You're in the right showroom. Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, home, thompsonprice.com.
All right, hopefully Tim Weiland was listening when the caller asked about 5570 tomorrow, if it was going to be shut down. Tim?
I don't know.
All right, there you go.
There's an honest answer.
I tell you what, I got to call into my people. As soon as I heard that, I radioed ahead.
Who are your people? Who'd that be?
We've got producers.
Uh-huh.
So they get on the computer and they're going to check it for me, and hopefully I'll have it before we get off the air.
Well, don't make us look bad. This guy's counting on us, and you know, he called us and he's depending on us. So
and I'm trying to follow through with it.
I know you will.
I hope I can be as good as the problem solver.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, no kidding. We do have a couple problems out here though on the highways. On westbound 40, just before Mason, you've got a multi-vehicle accident that's off on the right shoulder now, but traffic is jammed back from Lindbergh through Mason, and then it's slow again from just a little bit west of Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. Still working with that accident downtown, eastbound 40 before the Poplar Street Bridge. Traffic is backed up way before Vandeventer, and it's just crawling until you get just past Busch Stadium before things finally open up. Southbound 270 was heavy at Olive, and then slow from 40 down through Doherty Ferry. We have a little heavy traffic on westbound 44 between Mraz and Bowles, and eastbound 270 slowing east of McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by BP Driver Rewards, a new program that rewards carpoolers, road trippers, truckers, all kinds of people who drive. Pick up a brochure at your local BP station for details and to join now. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Red Eye Radio with your hosts Eric Harley and Gary McNamara.
On the Wednesday night, Thursday morning show, Gary, the U.S. government and some states want to block the merger between American Airlines and U.S. Airways. We will follow the latest developments on that story.
And Eric, the clown Obama controversy continues. I love this headline. Clowns ordered to sensitivity training.
What? They're clowns!
Red Eye Radio, weekday mornings beginning at midnight on KTRS.
Of all the souvenirs you can bring home, the best was your own money. Motel 6 is the lowest price of any national chain. Call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6 or book at motel6.com.
This is Dr. Michael Jones. Listen to my show, Eye on Health, Saturdays from 5 p.m. to 6 to find out about healthcare, health insurance, and medical technology. That's Saturdays 5 to 6 on the Big 550.
KTRS St. Louis.
Live and local.
Depend on it.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The stock market, it goes up, it goes down. Today, it went down a lot. The Dow lost.